Blog Talk Radio.
Victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is the power and might, and in thine hand it is his to make great and to give strength unto all. Lord, open up the pipeline of prosperity into my life and ministry. I bind up a spirit of financial failure in the name of Jesus. Lord, loose this spirit of prosperity upon me. Lord, anoint me with the love to prosper. I declare this year a year of superabundance for me and this ministry in the name of Jesus. Lord, give me a breakthrough of blessing in the spiritual financial prosperity. Let the Holy Spirit take perfect control of my tongue. Lord, give the grace to express your love to the needy. I command every contrary tree growing in my life to be uprooted and thrown into fire. Lord, rain abundant blessing upon me in Jesus' name. Lord, make this program the beginning of great blessings in my life in Jesus' name. From the north to the south, east to the west, let all my blessings be released and let them come unto me. I decree that my stolen blessings be restored sevenfold. Let every evil attachment to my place of birth be disrupted in the name of Jesus. I command every agent acting against my breakthrough to be permanently paralyzed in the name of Jesus. Command every power barking against my progress to be silenced in the name of Jesus. I receive the anointing for its supernatural breakthrough in all my endeavors in the name of Jesus. I receive the anointing of the beautiful feet and prospering hands in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
All hail the power of Jesus' name, where angels from faith fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. He chose and seed of Israel, saved he ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saved you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saved you by his grace and crown him Lord of all.
Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all.
Oh, that with yonder
another episode of the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible college at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. Greetings, beloved child of God. Have you desired to see your family, friends, neighbors, and co-workers come to the Lord? Perhaps you have invited them to church, and they did not come, or they came and did not understand what was being taught because they could not ask questions. God wants these people to come to Him and to know Him. Yet who will reach these people that you know and love? Beloved, it must be you. God has placed these people in your life, and you in theirs, in order for you to reach them for Him. You may feel that you don't know how, yet God would not put you in a position to do something without giving you the tools to accomplish this. House of Christ Ministries, Inc., and House of David Ministries, Inc., has been positioned by the Lord to provide tools for people just like you who have a desire but are lacking the resources. We have developed own Bible study curriculum that will help you reach your family, friends, co-workers, and community with the truth of the Word of God. These studies will facilitate a 2 or 3 months Bible study. They come complete with lessons, worksheets, and answer keys. We have also included a flyer that you can personalize to suit the date, time, and location of your Bible study. These studies have been formatted for duplication and distribution to as many people as possible. Choose from these topics such as When Jesus Comes, A Study on Eternal Life, What Christians Believe, How to Break a Curse and Receive God's Blessing, How to Increase Your Faith, How to Pray so that God will hear you, In the Beginning, and Understanding the Supernatural, Angels and Demons. So what are you waiting for? Don't let fear, doubt, and unbelief stop you from being the extension of Christ that every believer is called to be. Cast down the imaginations from the enemy that is telling you that you are unequipped or unprepared. Your family, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers are hungry and thirsty. Some are lost and dying, and you have what they need. They may not come to you, but you can take the Word of God to them. The Hindu, the Muslim, the Jehovah's Witness, the atheist, and others. Many never set foot in your church, but they will accept an invitation to your home. The Church of Christ is not a building or facility. It consists of every believer. And wherever we go, all the resources of the kingdom are accessible by the Spirit of God that lives within us. Beloved, it is time to reach out and be the church. Luke chapter 17, verse 21 says, Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Beloved, we pray that you will write to us. Donations will be appreciated for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003.
Jesus is mine, oh what a hope.
Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Beloved, we are all sinners. We are like the lost sheep that Jesus Christ goes out to seek. Even our righteousness is as filthy rags. Apart from God's grace, our hearts are deceitful beyond cure, hindrances to assurance. Many Christians do not have assurance because they are depending upon their own works for salvation. But salvation has already been purchased by the price of the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and eternal life is offered as a free gift to all who believe. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8 says, In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Beloved, we must go. There are souls to be saved. Join us on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world, and honor the Great Commission.
Proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission on www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. We are on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. our monthly mailing lessons, our social Christian network, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are an important component to bringing the gospel to the world. Together we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request, share a testimony, make a donation, or a love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. Our lesson in a series, Supernatural Faith. Tonight's lesson will be Fear Not. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come into your presence tonight, O God, and I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I pray, O God, that the Holy Spirit will dwell within me. And Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit will guide me through these lessons tonight. I pray for your anointing upon my head, for the sole of my feet, dear Lord God. And I pray that your words will be manifested within me, that I will go forth and preach your message and to deliver your message in the way that you want it to be done. Lord, I thank you once again to be used as an instrument, as a vessel, to pour into your people as you see fit, dear Lord. Lord, I pray for wisdom. I pray for understanding. Lord, let your words flow from my tongue like honey, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Do you have faith in your faith? When the going gets tough, many Christians may have more faith in someone else's prayer than their own. There are many who seem to receive God's blessings consistently, while others struggle to just stay afloat. Why do some people appear to receive more than others? The Bible teaches that we all receive the same measure of faith when we were born into the kingdom of God. We must not let the enemy steal our victorious life any longer. We must start exercising our faith muscles so that we can begin to walk in faith that will work for us. Fear not. Whenever God is about to give you a great victory, he begins to reassure you not to fear. He does this because he knows that fear will come and try and steal what he, God, as intended for you. Fear is a thief who, as with all of Satan's thieves, come to steal, kill, and destroy. Fear has stolen many things from the Christian. Our ignorance in this era of the Spirit has caused much delay and loss of God's provisions and promises for us. Fear is a giant. The spirit of fear is a giant, and it will speak to you and tell you what it will do for you. It makes threats and expects you to receive what it is saying, so that it can further put you into bondage. Fear is successful when you receive or believe what it is saying. David and Goliath are our biblical example of how fear tries to get us, the people of God, to receive its threat. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 41 through 44 says, "And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David. And the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods," little G-O-D gods. "And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, and to the beast of the field. The spirit of fear and intimidation wanted to paralyze David and cause him to fear Goliath due to the strong words he said. Our response to fear must be as David's response was. We must speak words of faith into our God and the victory he is going to give us in every situation. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 45 through 47 says, Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistine this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. David declared this to the giant, that it wasn't what he saw that moved him, the spear, sword, shield, or any other natural thing. David knew that he represented God in this matter. David did not let Goliath's words to penetrate his heart. He rather spoke to Goliath and told him that God was going to deliver him into his hands. Fear tried to use Goliath's size and David, but David reversed it on him by stating that someone who was much bigger and infinitely more powerful than Goliath was with him. God was with him. David did not give the spirit that was operating behind this giant a word-for-word conversation. He rather spoke in faith twice as much as the giant spoke. We must not let fear threaten us, but rather speak abundant words of faith in God. After you speak words of faith in God's ability to give you the victory, you then need to come at fear. Don't run from fear, but run at it. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 48 through 51 says, And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword, and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head, therewith. And when the Philistines saw their companion was dead, they fled. Again, beloved, don't run away from fear. Run towards it to destroy it. According to 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, fear can immobilize and paralyze you. Fear battles faith, according to Matthew chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. There is a difference between the reverential fear of God and common fear. The reverential fear of God is a respect for the awesome person of our God, while the other is a demonic spirit to make you afraid. We are not to be fearful in the storms of life. There are many things in life that seem to bring turbulence into our peaceful lives. At these times, we should not be fearful or full of fear, but rather trust that God will keep us in the midst of the storm. Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. We must realize that we cannot have true victory in God with fear as our companion. Fear is the birthplace of doubt, and doubt is the doorway to defeat in your life. Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. I'm sorry, 32. Fear gets you to depend on yourself, while faith tells you to depend on God. Whenever fear tries to come upon you, you must remember that the answer is in God. Fear is due to us looking through the eyes of human frailty and human limitations. We must begin to realize that everything we need to conquer fear is in Him who is God. Deliverance is in Him. Financial needs are met in Him. Salvation for our loved ones is in Him. Whenever fear raises its head to tell you what you don't have, then remind him of who you have. Fear is a spirit. Fear is a spirit which looks for opportunity to enter in and attach itself to you. God did not give us this spirit, and so we should not receive it. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." God gives us the solution to this spirit's activity against us, which is power, love, and sound mind. Let us examine these words to see the substance of what we have to overcome the enemy with. Power. In the Greek word, it is dunamis, meaning of force, miraculous power, abundance, ability, and might. Love, in the Greek, it is agape, meaning affection or benevolence. Sound mind, in the Greek, is sophronimos, meaning discipline and self-control. When we examine what we have, we need not fear. We need not fear adversity. The Christian's adversities are not a reason for us to fear. Sometimes God allows you to come to this Red Sea and fear the devil to pursue you. When it seems that you have no way out, God still encourages you not to fear, for He is the God, and He can make a way out of no way. This accomplishes several things. It gives you a testimony of how God can deliver. What God did at the Red Sea is a testimony to us today. It increases your faith. It helps you to know through experience that God will take care of you no matter how difficult the circumstances are. It destroys the works of the devil. I encourage you to read Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 through 31. Moses was told to speak to the people. Fear must be silenced to see the miracle of God. Fear cannot steal your Red Sea miracle. Fear can steal your Red Sea miracle if it is allowed to speak. Beloved, don't honor fear. Don't reverence or honor fear. Luke chapter 8, verse 50 says, "But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not. Believe only, and she shall be made whole. In the Greek, the word fear is phobio, which means to frighten, be alarmed, to be in awe of, to revere or reverence. When you are in awe of something, it becomes an idol and gives it the place of dominance in your heart. When you respect fear, it will replace faith. Fear is a mountain before you, but faith speaks to the mountain and says, move. Many people fear because of the lack of what they see in the natural. Perhaps a lack of education, finances, physical size, job, medical benefits, friends, or it just may be your family background is not one of success or victory. Judges chapter 6, verses 12 through 16. If God is with you, and He is, then it doesn't matter what you have. It is who you have. God desires to give you much, not just material possessions alone, but the character of God as well. Luke tells us not to fear, for it is God's desire to give us the kingdom. Fear of death. The greatest fear of mankind is the fear of death. Many people are afraid. So many people are going around trying to intimidate others. We should not have fear of man and man's ability to kill us. We should fear God alone, who has the power to not only kill the physical body, but to sentence us to hell eternally. Luke chapter 12, verse 5 says, but I forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he had killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Fear of death loses its grip when we trust in Jesus Christ for salvation. Victory over fear. Deliverance is one key to overcoming fear. But praise and thanksgiving is also a doorway to victory over this spirit. Praising God in difficult circumstances is the love that is perfect and casts out all fear. Love does not run in tough situations. Perfect love is a love that will not be moved. Praise says, I love you, God, and I believe you even though I don't see it. Thank God throughout the day of your victory in whatever area fear is challenging you. Fear comes to stop you from obtaining a victory. It is when you get God's revelation of what to do that fear steps in to put an end to God's purpose in your life. Stand up straight, beloved. Put your feet down and raise your hands up and declare your trust in God Almighty, who redeemed you from the curse of the law and all spirit wickedness. Father, once again, thank you for this opportunity tonight, dear Lord, to present this message to your people, Lord. Father, we pray that this lesson touched each and every person that listened, dear Lord. We pray that the spirit of fear will not consume us. We pray, O Father, that you'll strengthen us like David, that as we attack the Goliaths in our lives, we can attack them knowing that we have the victory through you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for your strength. We pray, O Lord, that we will not submit to fear. We pray for cleansing. We pray, O God, for your strength. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit of fear, dear Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you tonight, and we bless you for this lesson. As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson is fear not. We pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to receive copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003.
power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for cleansing to Calvary side. There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power.
Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, you can write to us at hodminister@gmail.com or House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted Him and turned away from Him, beloved, God created us in His own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own way, resulting in separation from God, I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and recommit your lives and to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from him, he is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. I'm going to ask you to receive and renew your commitment to Jesus Christ tonight. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? Romans 3 verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3 verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6 verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 10 verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 16, verse 24, he said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross, follow me. Beloved, salvation is a gift, and you can receive it right this very minute if you will admit you are a sinner and ask Jesus Christ to save you. I ask you tonight, will you accept Jesus Christ as the Lord? Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, and not of works, lest any man should boast about it. Receiving Jesus Christ, we are born into God's family through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit, who indwells every believer. This is called regeneration or the new birth. Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you. I ask you to have mercy on me, a sinner. I want your forgiveness for all my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for me and rose again. Father, I repent of my sins and surrender to you, Lord. From now on, my life is in your hands to do as you wish.
I want Jesus Christ to come into my life and into my heart. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Take me, oh, please, Lord.
blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis, wishing you a good night, and God bless you.